Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You're going to want to know them. Tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Whether it's the closing of the Olympics, whether it's this craziness happening in the college basketball world with guys like Sean Miller being on a wiretap about $100,000 for DeAndre Ayton. Sean Miller did not coach Saturday. I think the message is pretty clear. Probably his last days with the University of Arizona. What does it mean for DeAndre Ayton moving forward? I don't know. We'll see. LeBron James got himself a whole new team. Not a whole new team, but a lot of guys, man. Dump six guys, pick up four. And ultimately, you know what? They look good. They look bad. They look good. You know what? It's sort of the same thing is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know if LeBron has himself a bunch of guys that can get him to the promised land and get him over the top to beat the Golden State Warriors, or the Houston Rockets, for that matter. I know there's lots of people in Houston listening to me. SB Nation Radio people, man. Love you people. Dallas, wherever you are. Vegas. Sirius XM. However you're listening, man. But seriously, on a serious note, I don't think LeBron has the squad to do it. I like the guys that came over, but at the end of the day, not much different. Seriously, not much different. So a lot to get into. The Boys of Summer, by the way, those guys are back too. And I'm in Phoenix, so they're right in my backyard, literally. A lot to talk about, man. Tons to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And yes, it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Money. It's great to be here.
The 0-2 rip, left field. On its way. Forget it. Out of here. Gary Sanchez will touch them all. And it's 5-0 New York. As the Yankee slugger circles the bases.
Dickerson out front. There's a high shot. This one deep to right. Well tagged. I mean, out of here. Gone. Home run for Dickerson. He hit that one just short of the scoreboard out there. The Rays are on the board.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Oh, my gosh. That means the boys of summer. That's what it means. You hear those home runs? Corey Dickerson, Sanchez. Gotta love that sound, man. The crack of the bat. Seriously, there's, like, nothing better than that. Well, maybe, like, hearing a touchdown. Maybe seeing a great three-point play. I don't know, but whatever it is for you. But honestly, man, the crack of the bat. Just an amazing time when you think about baseball. Like, seriously, we were just talking about the Houston Astros winning it all. Now you got to think about that Yankee lineup. How good is that going to be? Whew. I can't wait, seriously. Can't wait for Major League Baseball. Coming in real hot. Coming in real hot, by the way. The end of the month, man. The end of the month. Seriously. Like, you got February here, and then you got, bam, March comes, and boom, you're playing baseball like March 29th. End of the month, next month. Before that, you got March Madness, people. The sports world is just always booming, clicking, going. Never stopping. Never stopping, man. The Olympics, that is stopping. Coming to a halt. It's over. And some amazing things happened at the Olympics. Surprised that not a lot of people are really talking about it. I know I got callers, 1-800-878-7529. I'll get out to them in just a moment. But so much to talk about. Like, seriously, so much to talk about. I'm going to jump out to the phones, hook up with my man Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Andy Dorf, Dorf Man, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. What's on your mind, man? What's going on?
I got plenty to talk about my melancholy mood. First of all, crack of the bat, how about the crunch of some peanuts, you know? I mean, I'm sitting, you know, to get baseball started. But honestly, I'd rather have a Trey Anastasio ripping guitar solo at the Garden. But that being said, let's go back to the Winter Olympics. Dude, I've been talking about this all day, and you know that. And I'm just feeling, you know, I get a tear in my eye watching the closing ceremonies because, you know what? Hey, by the way, Ivanka Trump, thank goodness you didn't get the memo from VP Pence or your dad to sit down when both of the unified squads from South Korea and North Korea walked in together and your host, as well as their enemy, stood and applauded and you stood there with them. Thank goodness. You go, girl. You did the right thing. And you didn't embarrass us. That was really nice. It's so special. I'm telling you, moments like this, it's just, you know, even whether you think you believe it or you think it's a farce, you know, when the world gets together, and to do something common as a sport, you listen to all these athletes and the ones that ask, you know, that are commenting on it. What do you remember? They all remember it's like it was just a great experience. Yeah, I won or I didn't win. I was there and I met these people and we all shared these 12, 18 days or whatever it is, and it was fantastic, you know. And there's all these incredible stories that came out. You know, on the American side, Chloe Kim and passing the baton of having her mentor, you know, right there, and she goes there and completely kills it after already having the gold and does something even better. And then what do we do in the women's cross country? We win a medal there. Let's talk. Want to move on? How about USA women's hockey going to overtime? I can't stand the shootout, but winning there. And then, of course, you've got, you know, the men's doing incredible things. Sean White doing incredible things. And then you have the first gay figure skater who's open, comes out and does well. I mean, I just love the Olympics. I love the drama. It takes me away from politics, even though there's so much politics involved in the background of it. But if in the foreground, you know what? Enjoy for what it is. And it was such a really nice, fun experience to see that stuff. And then, all the things that to happen, I mean, think about it. You know, you had this Czech girl, a snowboarder, win on two skis after the network cut away. I mean, are you kidding me? That was insane what Esther Ledecka did. It was incredible. Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about arguably one of the greatest Olympians of all time to actually double gold in two separate disciplines at the same Olympics, I mean, that stuff's insane. Sorry about it. Crazy. Crazy stuff.
Look, man, look, hey, let me just throw it out here, man. Look, Norway, they led the way with 39 goals. Medals, 14 of them gold, 14 silver, 11 bronze. Germany, 31, 14 gold, 10 silver, 7 bronze. You had Canada with 29, 11 gold, 8 silver, 10 bronze. United States, here they are at 23, 9 gold, 8 silver, 6 bronze. And then the Netherlands at 20 with 8 gold, 6 silver, 6 bronze. And then so on and so forth from there, South Korea. Just so on and so forth, like I said. But you're right, man. Look, the Olympics is about stories, man. It's about feel-good stories. It's about watching these people go out there and do something that they have one shot at doing, and then they don't get another shot at it for 2 or 4 years, whatever it winds up being for their particular games. And you know what? Ultimately, man, it's just really amazing to see these people put it all on the line. They have real emotions. When they win these things, they're really ecstatic about it. When they lose them and it may be their last opportunity, you know what? They're heartbroken at the same time. So it's real, man. It's sports. That's what we get to see when you go see the Olympics, man.
Well, that's the best part about it, is that they're real stories and that they're with sports involved. I mean, you can't necessarily write these scripts. I mean, the men's curling team, to have that the Schuster team actually being ousted from U.S. curling and then to go pick up three other guys and then to go and dominate worlds and work your way back into the American team and then win gold against Sweden with a 5 spot in the 8th frame? I mean, come on, are you kidding me? It was unbelievable television. And as much as in the past, whether it was NBC or ABC, you know, we've always got this nightly packaged of like pre-recorded stuff. I mean, this year it was live. The way the time frame one it was. Now, it wasn't great for the East Coast, but for us on the West Coast, for me in Santa Monica, you're coming in here, and, you know, so they go live at 5, 8 on the East. But some of the times, some of the best events were happening at 11 o'clock here, like, you know, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, where I'm watching U.S. hockey live. I'm watching the curling thing live. I'm watching the snowboarding live. I'm watching the luge live. I'm watching all this stuff live. I mean, it was absolutely fun. It was incredible. It was like, I'm sorry, it was edgier seat drama type stuff. And sure, yeah, the
announcers
were setting you up, but it's just, it was great. You know, I only hope that, you know, they're able to parlay this. Obviously, the time change is always difficult to package it into some sort of way that you can actually feel like you're, like, when you're watching football or baseball, you know. But this is the World Series. This is the Super Bowl for these guys. And this stuff only comes once every so often. You know, I was very disappointed in Germany. You know, Germany had the ultimate opportunity to have the double-double, you know, a hockey Olympic and a World Cup soccer, which I don't know if has ever been done, but, you know, kind of a silly penalty there in that final game last night, and they couldn't get it done, and the team from Russia was able to do it. We'll see what happens with the doping and all that. But you know what? If there's anything that comes about from this game, and I'll leave you with this, unless you want to keep talking, the idea that South Korea and North Korea got together as a unified group and played as a unified women's hockey team was, you know, sorry, it doesn't get better than that. It kind of like goes back to summer camp, you know, when we used to have Maccabi games, at, you know, where we broke the camp up. And it wasn't necessarily about competing or who's winning or losing, because you broke your cabins up, you know, and it wasn't like you were with your own cabin at camp. You actually were with a new group. And you were all together, and we all participated together. And at the end, you had this great thing. Or like with my son, he played actually Maccabi baseball with the...
Give me it in 15 seconds or less, man.
15 seconds or less? Olympics are great. I love it. Can't wait for the summers. Can't wait. I love this, that they do it every 2 years, so you don't have to wait every 4 years. It's just a great thing. And you know what? Now it's behind us. I'll wipe my tears away, and let's go on. March Madness. Come on now. Bring it on, baby.
Love it, man. Mitch in Santa Monica. There's nobody better than this cat, people. Anyways, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at me, people. So much to talk about in the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right
and
back, everybody.
Three thousandths of a second now behind Gleischer as Mazur gets down towards the very bottom. He is heading towards the finish with 2/1000ths of a second in front of the lead, getting ready for the final curve. Here he comes around it, and he's heading to the finish. The time is 26/1000ths of a second behind Gleischer. But for Mazur, that's good enough for second, and it guarantees that he is the first American to ever win a men's singles luge medal. Comes around the final curve, gliding towards the finish. He's on the inner lane. 50 meters to go as he crosses the finish line and wins it. A new Olympic record for Sven Kramer at 6:09.76, and he is the first male speed skater to ever win the same individual event in three straight Olympic Games.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Resulting in the trap.
First look was underneath. The ball is taken away by Dorn. His speed ahead, you're at 7. With the Kepler.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Yep, I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Speaking of which, you can always check out the sportsbyline.com website and go check out the show that I do in the mornings from 9 to 11 Mountain Standard Time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Dorf on Sports Show, and go navigate. Check out the podcast from earlier, by the way. It was a great show when you think about what we talked about on the Sunday show from the morning. It was great, seriously. A lot of talk about the NCAA and what they have on their hands with this college basketball deal. Like, seriously, where do they go? It's not like this is new. It's not like this is news. We all know that this has been going on for a long, long time. But I think that when you're giving guys six figures, that's when it becomes a little bit more eye-popping. And when it's the head coach on the phone, actually wheeling and dealing, that's when you know that there's a serious deal going on in this college basketball. And how big is this scandal? How big is it? I'm really curious, because I'll be honest with you, it goes way beyond basketball, people. Way beyond basketball. This is the tip of the iceberg. Think about what's going on in college football. whew, it's over the top. I believe it's over the top. It's going to be, if they really, really want to make a serious statement with this, then they take this to the extreme. And they try to make this deal larger than life. Like, seriously, make this larger than life. Because what's at stake here? Are you going to slap the wrist? Are you just going to penalize a few of the top-tier teams? Because ultimately, even the Wichita States and the Xaviers are cheating. There is no, I'm telling you, there is no end to this. If it's going on at those schools, I'm telling you, it's going on everywhere. I'm serious. It's going on everywhere. Maybe not to the same magnitude. Maybe not to the same level. But ultimately, there's an old saying, man. There's seriously an old saying, people. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. In a weird way, it's kind of, to me, look, I don't think it's good at all, okay? I don't think this is good. I do not think it's good. I think it's terrible. I think it's people that are taking advantage of people that are in a position where they cannot say no to a bribe or a proposition that is too good to say, nope, I can't do that. But ultimately not knowing the penalties of that later on in life or whatever at this time, whatever. It's people that are like predators and they're taking advantage of other people that really they can't say no. And how stupid of a guy is Sean Miller? Like, seriously, man, what was up with this guy? How in the world do you put yourself in a position to be on a wiretap, to be discussing $100,000 to get a guy to go to your university? Bro, you are a moron. I'm sorry, but you are a moron. There's no other way to say it. You were not thinking, man. Because you know what happened? Winning became too big. Winning became too important for you to do the darn right thing. And to stay true. You're the dude that came out in September. And you said you have to comply with doing everything right for this young man that comes to your university. And you need to show him not only how to be a man, not only to play basketball, but to lead his life. But yet you're a cheater. At the end of the day, you are a really big time cheater. This is bad. This is real, real bad. And I really think that this is only the tip of the iceberg, people. The ramifications have already started. Shaq's son, Shaquille O'Neal's son, Sharif, he decommits from Arizona. Like, that happened like an hour after this whole thing took place, man. So this is going to get really bad. This is going to get bad. And I appreciate Jay, man. I appreciate Jay listening to me on Facebook Live. You can always check me out there. It's a public post. So if you're near your Facebook, just go look up Andy Dorf and you can check out the live feed. But I appreciate Jay, man. You've been watching me. He has a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Tells me I'm killing it on the pay-to-play scandal. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate that. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Hit me up. Let's talk about this. What do you think about the scandal? Do you think it's as big of a deal as I do? Man, I think it's seriously, this is the tip of the iceberg. I think football is dangerous. I can only imagine what's going on there. And seriously, I know that this is kind of a wild thing to say, but it's going on in every other sport too. Maybe not to the level of this, but it's going on, man. They want the best of the best, right? So I don't think it makes much of a difference what sport. I don't think it matters as to what level. I think it's going on in D1. I think it's going on in D2. I think it's going on in D3, NAIA. I think it's going on all over the place. But again, to what level? But this is serious, man. The FBI is involved, people. People are going down. People are going down. 1-800-878-7529. Speaking of going down, love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on that scandal. Love to hear from you on about just about anything, to be honest with you. Whatever's on your mind is always on my mind. You know that on the Weekend Recap on Sports Overnight America. Man, I love talking sports, people. I do. I absolutely love talking sports. Anyways, do got to take a quick pause for the cause, as you know. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk the scandal. Let's talk about the NBA. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind. Again, Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Ristich in the paint. Nice pass. Tear it down. DeAndre Ayton. Remember the axial tilt on the solstice?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him until he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, and it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about this college basketball scandal. How big is it? Where's it going? Football involved too? So many ways it could go. And obviously I'd like to thank those people listening to me on the American Forces Network. Thank you people so much because you allow me to do what I love to do, which is talk to you about sports. Love those people on SB Nation Radio. Love the people on Sirius XM. I love all my people that like to listen to me, man. Love you people. Love talking sports. Seriously. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there. Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. You can always check out my website too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All kinds of articles. People write things. The show's up there. My local show that I do in Phoenix, Arizona. Which, by the way, that's 9 to 11 a.m. My time in the Valley of the Sun. You can always check that out on NBCSports1060.com. Let's get back into this, though. So many directions you can go. Like no joke, man. So many directions you can go. What does happen? Do they hit a few teams in hopes that it will send the message to everybody? Do they get really deep and go like seriously after everybody? Do they change the landscape of college basketball as we know it? Do they change college sports as we know it? So many different directions that this could go. But man, Sean Miller talking payment on a wiretap. It doesn't get any more cut and dry than that, man. FBI wiretaps intercepted. Multiple conversations, people, between Sean Miller, the Arizona basketball head coach, and sports agent Christian Dawkins. And what happened in those discussions was talking about a $100,000 payment to make sure that this freshman stud, DeAndre Ayton, would sign with the Wildcats. I mean, they have evidence. They have proof of this. I don't see this going too good for my man. I don't see it going well for him. And I'm just kidding. He ain't my man. There's one thing that I'm definitely going to miss about Sean Miller. And you might call me heartless, but it's the truth, man. I'm going to miss that dude sweating like crazy as he runs up and down the sidelines, hawking and screaming at those officials. Looking at his players like he's all crazy. And sweating like an absolute pig. And seriously, I'm not joking. Maybe the guy was sweating so damn bad because he knew down deep that he was breaking all kinds of rules and he couldn't even enjoy himself. Dude, you're doing the thing that you love. And you are sweating like an absolute maniac out there. And you were cheating at the same time. Like bringing this to a completely different level. So man, oh man, I just think this is ugly. I think this is really, really ugly for college sports. Really, really ugly. Michigan State's on that list. North Carolina, Seton Hall, Texas, USC, Washington, the Dukes of the world, the Kentuckys, obviously, Maryland, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, the Kansases, the Louisvilles, as we already knew. And by the way, that whole thing, don't even get me started on that weird situation. Taking the games away? Like, seriously, people? Taking the wins away? Taking the titles away? Have we lost our minds? Don't answer that, because I already know the answer. I know the answer, yes. We've definitely lost our minds to a certain degree. But the truth is that's just, to me, that's really stupid. Because those things happened. You don't take away 100-some-odd victories. We're erasing them. Those don't count anymore. What? I'm sorry, but that doesn't make sense to me. Because those games happened, they were played, and the outcome was the outcome. So that, I never understood that either. The NCAA has got to figure out a lot of things, ultimately. But they got themselves a serious situation here. Serious situation. 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at me that way. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You can always catch me here starting at 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 10 o'clock Pacific, midnight Central, 1 a.m. on the East Coast for you late people. Man, I can do this all night. So can you. 1-800-878-7529. It's the Weekend Recap. Obviously hanging out with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America. And believe me, man, we're just scratching the surface. Hours and hours of things to talk about. NBA is interesting, too, because you know what? You might have thought that LeBron did a great job there at the trade deadline because they got rid of a lot of guys that were me guys and guys that probably just didn't want to be there and just weren't happy with the situation. Got a bunch of new cats. And ultimately, like, they're pretty decent pieces. You know, George Hill's not a bad point guard. Really, not a bad point guard at all. Larry Nance is an active body. Larry Nance Jr., very active. Jordan Clarkson, when he's on, dude, he can splash. He can absolutely splash the ball. And then Hood, man, when he's hot, again, talking about splash, he can make that ball go through the hoop very often. So when you think about what they gave up and then what they got, and you're like, well, they've only got to get through the Eastern Conference. Well, and they got LeBron James, who, by the way, dude is playing fantastic. So I've never been one to question LeBron, by the way, either. There's so many people out there that always want to question LeBron. Want to question his greatness. I never question his greatness. Anybody that gets to NBA championships or a guy that gets to Super Bowls and Tom Brady as many times as those guys can do it, well, you know what? There's something to be said for that. You don't have to win every one of them. I'm sorry. You don't have to. The fact that you have the chance to get there so often, that makes you a special individual. And LeBron James is a very special individual. So I'm not putting any of the blame on him with the fact that they're a little bit up and down. Other guys got to be steady, man. And let's not forget, no Kevin Love in that lineup. That'll add some stability for sure. So I think they'll be okay. Do they have enough to get through the Eastern Conference? Sure, they absolutely do. Will they do it? I don't know. I don't know, because sooner or later, that streak has to break, right? Like, LeBron has to eventually either retire or he gets beat and then has to come back and get over that hurdle, and then that's a great story, or he just goes out on top, whatever. Point is that They're 6.5 games behind the Toronto Raptors. Could they beat them? Absolutely. Could the Toronto Raptors beat them, though? I don't know. Boston, do they pose a threat? Like, the first game that he played with these guys, they didn't pose a threat, but who knows if that'll be the case come playoff time? Who knows? I do think that the NBA is a little bit more interesting in the sense of there's a lot of teams that are close in the Western Conference. From 3-8, it's pretty much very close, really close. And then obviously on the Eastern Conference side, well, you have a pretty tight race as well from 3 on. I mean, all that separates 3-8 there is 5.5 games. And we know that Miami isn't going to get there. We know that. They're not going to move too far up. The point is that Cleveland has a great shot. Okay? They absolutely have a great shot. Because they have the best player on the planet. And those other guys will, you know what? They'll be able to hit shots here and there. But I do like when Kevin Love comes back. I think things get a lot better. A lot better. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff going on all around the world. All around the sports world. Real quickly, I just want to hit on the NFL. This Blake Bortles deal, I know there's a lot of people talking about it. And they're like, wow, that's a lot of money. And whew. You know, he did get them to the AFC Championship, people. 3 years, $54 million. Keep them through the 2020 season. It could be worth up to about $66 million, 66.5, with a little bit of incentives in there. But he does get $26.5 million in guaranteed money. And you know what? Here's the deal, man. Don't feel bad for any guy that's looking for a job or any guy that has a job. And then you say, oh, God, how's that guy playing in the NFL? And the truth about Blake Bortles is last year, before the season started, people were thinking this guy wouldn't even be in the NFL. And now he's getting a 3-year contract for $54 million that could be up to $66.5 million. Life could be a lot worse, is my point. It's not that bad to be Blake Bortles. It's not that bad to be in the NFL. It's not that bad to be a professional athlete. They're living out their childhood dream, for crying out loud. Every one of these guys. And when I think about the March Madness tournament that is coming up, ultimately, what I think happened with this FBI investigation and when they dropped the bomb about Sean Miller and what he's doing at the University of Arizona, it's only to help the NCAA March Madness tournament. Only to help it, people. More eyes are now going to be on that. They're going to be like, oh, I want to see that Ayton guy playing. Hopefully he is playing, to be honest with you. Hopefully he is be playing that. We'll know more. Obviously, about what happens in a couple weeks. And I know I got to hit it to a break. But man, oh man, once I get going, it's just hard to stop me. Because I just love talking sports, man. I really love talking sports. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me, people. I love it. I absolutely love talking sports. I'm Andy Dorf. You're obviously hanging out on the Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
A little more pace. Bad pass from Horford. Here comes Clarkson. Irving is back. Clarkson throws it down. And it's an 11-point lead, 60 points here in the first half for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Patriots up 3-0, but the Jacksonville Jaguars with a first and goal at the 4. Fournette to the right of Bortles in the gun. Motion from Lee on the right side of the line. Shotgun snap to Bortles. Fakes the give. Throws it wide open. Mercedes Lewis caught. Touchdown. The tight end on the right side of the end zone was
all alone. Bortles found him from 4 yards out.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. So much to get into, honestly. So much to get into in the sports world. And the big takeaway from the program tonight is the college basketball scandal. And we did not give you everything you need to know. But the truth is this. We do know that Sean Miller talked about payments on a wiretap with the FBI, getting those and intercepting them, and he had multiple conversations about a $100,000 payment to make sure that star freshman DeAndre Ayton would sign with the Wildcats. We know about the schools that have been implicated. We know about key people, key piece personnel. But the truth is we are going to know a whole heck of a lot more as this thing unfolds. And I'll tell you what, I think it's going to change a lot of the landscape of college sports in general. Because we can't continue going down this path, people. We can't continue going down this path. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get bad. It's not going to be good. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, as we know, but you can always check me out. Obviously, starting every night here, Sunday, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Central, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. But anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Scott, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and you've been hanging out on Sports Overnight America.